How's your audio?
Good, man. How about you?
Oh, it's doing good. Let's get this thing started.
Let's do it.
Blow things like ace. Welcome, everybody, to another Georgia Archery Podcast. Podcast number
27.
27
deep.
Uh-huh. Man, how you been?
Good, man. Just working.
How was your weekend?
It was good, minus a toothache.
Well, you know, toothaches happen, and that's one of those deals.
Yeah. Yeah, it got me. That sucked. I had no other way to put it.
I understand. I had a day off. I ran down there and checked the trail cam.
Yeah, you had what, like 2,000 pictures?
2,000 pictures.
Whoa.
One doe.
You know, I'm hearing that a bunch. Bob's Place.
Yep.
Several bucks, some really good
nice
ones.
Nice bucks, yep. And
like two does.
Yeah.
But, you know, they'll show up. Yeah. They always do.
When the bachelors are together, you get to see more of them, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. But so I got to check that, and I did a little grilling.
I saw that.
Had a little pork chops and some.
Didn't bring nobody none on Tuesday.
Well, you know how that goes, see.
There wasn't any left.
Probably Tuesday was still a little left. But, you know, by Thursday or something.
Gone.
Yep.
So. Gone.
But this is this week's weekend review.
And preview.
/ weekend preview.
Yeah.
So, you know.
There's so much going on.
It's just that we don't have so much going on that we can split into two.
Right.
And there's no reason to do two and just filler.
Yeah.
So.
And then on the other side of that is we're so busy down there.
You're working late. I mean, we're working late as we can do. So, this past weekend, Dewey Rose Church had their 3D shoot. And they had over 60 shooters.
That's a good number.
Mitchell Irvin throwed down a 228.
Hunter Mitchell Irvin?
No, he shot Hunter Class.
He shot the Hunter Class, so he didn't shoot his target, though.
I guess not. And then high school, old Charles Kantz with a 216.
Jennifer
Hervin and the women's hunter with a 223. So that was pretty good numbers.
She laid it down, too.
Yeah, it's pretty good numbers.
With hunting bows?
I guess so. So
wow.
I just know that was the class they were listed under. So that's the I haven't talked to Mitchell, and so I'm not sure. And then they had the Dixie Bow Hunter Jamboree done at Culpeppers.
I saw that. Looks like they had a good time. Yeah, several awards.
They had over 70 shooters, and they had a whole lot of prizes they gave out. And guys said they had a whole lot of fun. Dustin Kerbo come out on top. I don't know what his paycheck was.
I didn't see any pictures of his check.
I didn't. I sent him a message, and he didn't message me back. So I don't know what Dustin ended up with, but he had 9 12s. Sam Smith came in second with a 210 with 7 12s.
Good shooting Sambo.
And then Ken Wood.
Old Kenny Wood.
Rounded out. And I did see his check.
I did.
And that wasn't a bad little. That's right. That's $200. From what I understand, now I was told $700 went to the first place. But I don't know that. I was trying to get the.
Did they do that as like back to store credit or was it cash payout?
I don't. That part I don't know. I haven't talked to them to find out. But it doesn't matter. Still money's money.
That's right. Dude.
So that was on Saturday. Yeah. And Randolph. I just lost
brain.
It.
Slippage.
And my phone's over here doing its thing. So
brain slippage.
Anyway, he shot the Iron Pig and won one of those Florida elk.
I seen the picture.
And some climbing sticks.
Climbing sticks and a Millennium stand,
Yep. So he won the that. So Donald did a good job on that. And then on Sunday,
Old Gainesville Archery Club.
Gainesville had their bow hunt extravaganza
used to do. Favorite places to shoot.
They had over 50 or so shooters. And
I'm glad to see them back up and running.
Yep.
I know Bear's been working hard on it.
Oh, yeah.
I would imagine Mitchell's you know, helping and
Clark
boys.
They had a whole lot of fun shooters in that list. I saw there was probably 30 of them that were shooting for fun out of that 50.
That's
so,
what it's all about.
You know, because it is fun. Cody O'Neill shot a 214 with 8 in his class. And, I dropped something.
I heard it.
James Woody, he shot a 208. And then old Mitchell Irvin went over there and shot for fun shot a 232. So 16 of them bonus rings.
That boy can shoot.
He says he can't see no more. I talked to him the other day. He's like, man, I'm getting old. I was like, you're getting old, dude. I've been there. But, yeah, he was doing good. So that was on Sunday. And then River Bottom had their shoot, and they had about 50 shooters or so. And Cole Frederick laid it down with a perfect score.
So what's a perfect score?
Well, perfect score was 200 because he didn't score 12s.
Right.
He was the only perfect score.
Wow.
From what I was told.
Boy can shoot. I mean, the talent level that's coming up.
Yeah.
You know, the next couple of years.
Oh, my goodness.
Dude is so.
It's like, all right, so I had to beg my way back in the known 40 class, right?
Uh-huh.
Just so I could shoot with the boys that I've been, you know, aggravating with. I wasn't planning on going and winning and whatever. I just wanted to shoot with the guys.
I'm just glad I got a check when
but
I
those,
win.
But those kids are phenomenal.
Yes.
Yeah.
The next couple of years are really exciting to look forward to because of the talent that's coming
up. The only downside, and I'm a 3D, judging yardage is not easy, right?
No.
And that was originally what 3D was about.
Yes.
I mean, there's no doubt about it.
No doubt about it.
The realist in me says that's the genesis of archery, 3D mm-hmm. archery mm-hmm. was judging our yardage, doing it, and you had to make a great shot. You had to know your number mm-hmm. and do everything. But I don't see it staying around.
It's
because think about it this way.
Slowly phasing out.
Well, every youth class is all known.
Yep.
So we're talking about a generation
that's going to be known.
That's going to be known. So what are they going to do? Just back up and start over? No. So I don't – I mean, you think about two generations deep. It's going to be all known. So.
And, speaking of that, the IBO is going to have to do something. That's a rabbit hole. We're not going down. Nope,
but they have put out the new shoot down speed limits.
I saw that. Several of the pros are excited about that.
We talk about rules, right? NFAA come out with these rules, and so the twirl-averse went crazy, twirl-gate, whatever. And
twirl-gate, yeah. 19.
So, oh, they're changing the field archery round. And like I told you, I'm not happy with it because I enjoy that it's so different. But at the same time, if it grows participation, I'm all for it.
Right.
So, and that was the same thing when known distance coming to ASA and everybody's going known and they're going to do known pro and that kind of stuff. It was a big deal about, oh, my goodness, that it's the 3D's going to die.
And that didn't
it didn't happen. So, it's the same thing. As long as we can grow participation.
I'm for it.
I believe that that's all I'm here for. That's what we're here for. So,
but I'm like you.
Yeah.
I mean, I like the – which we don't even hunt without range finders anymore.
I mean, we all use a range finder. So.
When I think of 3D, I think of unknown yardage.
I do. I mean
– but we're in the south – the southern part of the United States. I mean, that's what we did. That's how it was. I mean, and even before my time and your time.
I killed a whole lot of deer without a range finder.
Well, we didn't have them.
So, I mean, they weren't.
I mean, people look at me and, when mm-hmm. I started bowing, we had TM hunters.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that old, but I'm old enough to know what a TM hunter is on an overdraw.
Oh, yeah.
Rangefinder.
Aluminum Aris.
Yeah. Yeah, that's 2114.
Right. That's right.
There wasn't a such thing as a rangefinder. So
I'm looking at that, and I'm thinking that the transition may happen. We're talking, a generation's transition, Those kids never knew half and half like we did when we didn't
started.
Have, when we started, some of the up and coming classes were half and half.
Right.
So even at the state level, it was half and half.
Right.
You know,
15-15.
So at least you had the learning how to judge yardage.
Mm-hmm.
I heard somebody the other day said, you know, all I need to do is learn where the 12s are at.
It's true.
And so that's why one of the reasons that my, you know, theory on participation is known distance, because I don't have to judge targets anymore.
Yeah. And, you know as well as I do, in order to compete consistently, you've got to practice judging.
Yes.
If you're in an if you're in a class that has unknown yardage,
You've got to practice judging. But with the known distance,
it eliminates that.
But you just need to know where they're at.
Right.
Once you've learned where they're at.
I mean, where I was going with that is, all right, think about it. How much we work now.
Yep.
What little time we get to shoot.
That's right.
When do you have time to practice judging yards?
I don't.
Exactly.
That's why I was one of the forefronters to jump on the known 45 class way back when.
However, I still deep down inside.
I am the same way. I am no doubt about
feel
it.
Feel somewhat guilty about shooting on yardage because to me, 3D is unknown. Because
me and you have sat on the range together and you know, knowing we were shooting known distance and we both step up there
and shoot it unknown.
Shoot it unknown. So that we can just feel what we used to feel like.
The Friday Night Lights.
That's right.
I mean, I shot several of those targets unknown.
That's right.
Just because I enjoy it. I mean,
oh yeah.
Now that was a little different than being in the woods because you've got nothing to judge off of other than the ground, and I don't have enough time to practice judging size of targets.
I got you. Well, yeah. So I mean, you know, congratulations to Cole Frederick, you know, hunt and shoot. There was some funny, I saw some video, his little brother standing on daddy's back shooting over because it was so tall on the rope. I thought that was pretty cool. He's like, he got down, said, hey, you need to move forward because I can't see. It was hilarious, but he shot this target. It was good. We also talked about the youth championships. All four, Joseph Scarborough come back with a mixed team silver medal.
Mm-hmm.
Curtis Broadnax came with a compound junior men's team gold.
Mm-hmm.
Anna Scarborough come back with a compound junior women's team gold. And Matthew Russell come back with a compound cadet men's gold.
Mm-hmm.
So all four of the Georgia archers that went
to Spain
came back with hardware.
Yep.
So congratulations.
Three golds and a silver.
Yep. And
that's
so
phenomenal.
That's nice. And, you know, U.S. ragged up pretty good. We had, you know, other folks that were in the mix too. We had a pretty good showing. So congratulations to you, United States, and then congratulations to us four Georgians that we were all rooting for.
Yeah.
So
I'm going to interrupt this podcast real quick.
Uh-huh.
You cannot use that video.
Why? Because it's okay. We know this video is, we can edit it. This is not live.
Okay. Well, you're going to have to crop everything from my belly up.
I understand.
Because I just realized
that I am currently wearing the holy shorts. You have on your Sunday pants.
I do. So my holy shorts.
Your holy shorts.
I did not even realize that. All right. Sorry. Back to the podcast.
Because you've been staring and looked down.
Because I looked down and I'm like, that's no bueno.
That was hilarious. Anyway, so now everybody's going to be like, John, I need to see this.
Well, that'll be a good meme for Billy. I mean, I know he must be busy as we are over there because I ain't seen anything out of him in the last couple.
It's just how it works.
So. There you go, Billy. There's your meme, my holy shorts.
So last weekend was pretty good. With all the different stuff, the kids got finished over the weekend at the Youth World Championships. And so this weekend.
What's going on?
What's going on? Well,
2 weeks before bow season.
Wait.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Labor Day weekend.
Food plots got to
It's the
away.
Last holiday, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the last summer holiday. It's usually the last boom of the lake season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so your house will be a rocking down in your neck of the woods. Everybody and their brother will be on the lake for last weekend.
Not me.
I understand. And opening day of archery season is exactly 16 days away as of today.
16 days away.
Yep. And it's football season.
I'm more excited about that. Dogs.
I'm excited because that just every time the football season and deer season.
Well, yeah,
it just means the weather's cooling.
Did you see what the temperature's supposed to be in the morning?
Don't talk about that because it's going to tease us.
Did you see what it's supposed to be?
Yeah, 60.
64? 6 or something?
Yeah, somewhere between 60 and 65.
Yeah, I'm dying.
I'm like, yeah, but see, they just gonna tease us because it's gonna come back up.
When I pulled out the driveway this morning, I almost hit a deer. I didn't even know it was there. I wasn't looking on the side of the road. No, yep. I've never seen them there.
Yep. And there they were.
They were apparently beside an old dilapidated boat.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just driving along. Matter of fact, I'm plugging my cell phone in. I'm not on the road, but I'm still on private
driveway
ground. I'm plugging my cell phone in, and next thing you know, I hear some loud commotion, and I look to my left, and there's 10 foot outside of my driver's side window.
Deer.
There's two deer running through what sounds like wood up under grass.
Yeah, I mean, making a whole lot of ragged.
It was a lot of ragged.
I got you.
So I'm really curious to know close they really were to my truck.
That makes it antsy, right?
But it was like 69.
Yep. So the next big tournament is a world tournament, is the 2019 World Archery 3D Championships. And I want you to pronounce that for me.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
But that's in Canada.
Lac-Leach-A-Beach-A,
something. I don't know. But it's in Canada.
My southern dialect.
They're going to Canada.
Destroy that.
And just so happens.
Do we know anybody going?
We know a couple of folks going.
Oh.
I actually know a bunch of the folks going. But so we have two from Georgia. One that used to be Georgia.
He's still a Georgian.
So they're all actually shooting the same team.
All right. So, now explain, because I didn't know, and congrats to Dalton, because I don't want to take anything away from him.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know Dalton made a team.
All right. So here's how that worked. Originally, Jeff Hopkins finished first.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler finished behind him.
Mm-hmm.
And Ethan Johnson finished third.
Mm-hmm.
And fourth was the alternate.
Which was Dalton.
No.
Was not.
Was Scott.
Hopkins.
That was the original. That's who won the first, second, third, and the fourth alternate. So Dalton was fifth. Well, Jeff and Scott declined.
I'm going to go there for a second. Because I haven't seen anything on it. Maybe I'm just not paying attention, or just over. Do you know why?
I don't know.
Or you just don't want to say.
Rumors are rumors, and I don't want to get into because I haven't.
He said, she said,
because I haven't talked to Jeff or Scott. And if I talk to Jeff or Scott, maybe we can get in touch with them and ask them.
Well, I'm going to ask you this question.
It's a self-funded trip.
And is that why they did not, or is that why Jeff declined?
I believe so.
All right. I'm going to go there for a second. This is a podcast, and sometimes.
I understand.
You know, podcasts get into things that are a little dirty and muddy sometimes. Did everybody know that it was a self-funded trip before they shot the qualifications?
Yes, they did. I heard that sponsors said something about covering it. Maybe this is how I heard, and then sponsors decided not to cover both of them trips since one of them didn't make it, maybe, and so they backed out. I don't know.
I'm gonna say this. Be mad at me if you want to, Mr. Hopkins. That's horse manure. If you shot well enough and you made the team, you should go represent the United States of America, whether your son made it or not. I said it. I did.
I understand. So
the two that we have spoke of several times,
mm-hmm.
Ethan and Tyler.
Yep.
There was no sponsorship money that has funded their.
No,
trip.
They have
worked their butts off
and found,
to be able to go to that
and found fundraisers.
They've done whatever they had
and
to
they
do.
And they do what they do to get there.
All right. Mr. Seven-time ASA Shooter of the Year. Call me out if you want. Text me and I'll give you my number when we talk about it. However, if you shoot well enough and you make the team,
you should
go. Go. Because not everybody.
Well, here's
and I'm glad that Dalton gets to go.
This is my thinking because I haven't talked to Dalton about it, or I talked to Chris about it, Dalton's father.
Right.
Well, he gets this last minute. You get to go.
Oh, now I got to come.
And
up
now
with
I got
cash.
To come up with cash. You know,
which is another reason why Mr. Hopkins should be you know he's gone from Dalton, the end of the tournament.
Dalton turned around and had to dig fast
and deep
to get everything in order to go. He's fifth. He's thinking he's going to be the.
He's at home.
Yeah,
he's going to be ready for both seasons.
You know, he's got his Traverse smoking whitetail deer. That's what he's waiting on. And then he gets a phone call that says, "Hey, guess what? You want to go? Come bring me your money."
Well, we're not even going down that rabbit hole because you and I both know that we don't agree with that.
There's only one funded trip, and we're not going.
If it's a tournament that is where
you're 100%
the United States of America is being represented, they should be covered.
I understand.
I mean, should they be eating T-bone steaks and baked potatoes every night? Maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
But the trip should be covered.
I understand. I'm not.
However,
you know, but
however, you've known Mr. Hopkins since the end of the tournament.
No, you knew when you entered the tournament that it was a self-funded trip, that if you did place, you would have to pay for it.
Yeah. Now, and if that is not the reason.
Yep.
And something came up. I know you run a farm and all that. I get it.
I'm not. I don't know.
I'm not gonna knock you.
I'm just telling
if
you
it's something else.
That Dalton's going.
I'm glad for Dalton. Yep. Dalton was on the team last year. Yep. They did very
2 years
well.
Ago, yeah.
Was it 2 years ago?
2 years ago. They do it every 2 years.
Oh, okay. Wow. I didn't realize it'd been that long.
Yep.
But anyway, I mean, he went. He done well.
Mm-hmm.
He represented. They won.
Yep. He has a gold medal. In the team.
And I'm glad he gets to go. I love Dalton to death. Yep. I mean, when I started working at Ace, Dalton was still employed here.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned a lot from him, even though he was half my age. Because he's good at what he does.
He's a good kid.
He's a great kid.
Yep.
And I'm glad he gets to go.
Yep. And we still keep up with him.
However, if the reason that the others are not going is because it wasn't covered, I think is due to.
I understand. But let's take nothing away from Tyler, Ethan, and Dalton.
Absolutely not.
Wish them the best of luck.
Best of luck, fellas.
That's our compound guys on the team. Mm-hmm. Now,
I did see the picture that you posted from the Georgia Archery page. With
uh-huh.
Tyler and Ethan.
Yep.
Dalton wasn't on there.
No, because Dalton wasn't at the win the picture, and Dalton's not a Georgian anymore.
Yeah, he is.
Well, he's not. Dalton, you know, we wish Dalton the best of luck, and that's why I put him on the list, but he was a Georgian.
He's a Georgian.
But, no, his, you know.
His license may say North Carolina, but he's still a dog.
Anyway, so.
And you know what? Him and Ethan are like best friends.
Yeah, they're actually both going to the same college.
I know.
And so they're both leaving college to go.
That's pretty cool.
Spend a week in
And Tyler
Canada.
And Dalton competed against one another this year in semi.
And
so that's pretty good.
Dalton has to be a pro next year.
I know. He won his way out.
So.
Now let me ask you this. I'm just curious. Did he practice much this year?
I don't know.
Chris, I'm just curious.
No, we're not going to go there because that's a rabbit hole that I've been in the middle of. You know, so
he's a young man. I honestly believe
that going to college is going to help him because now he has other people. When he was here,
he shot more.
We shot more because we had other people. Right?
Mm-hmm.
When he goes up there, he didn't really have anybody that's around him to help push him,
right?
Get him to go. It's sort of like, when's the last time you went to the gym, dude?
How's the weather in the morning?
You understand. You don't have anybody there. If you had,
I am at my lowest weight.
But if you had somebody that was your workout partner,
yep.
Right? That's just like the other night when I shot indoor in here the other day.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason was because there was somebody else in here
that was shooting.
And they like come shoot, so I did. You know, and that's the way it is. So, So it's Labor Day weekend. It's not, they had one football game or a couple of football games last weekend.
But yeah, some of that Miami-Florida game.
Oh, good gracious, yeah. Well, Miami was trying to pull up the upset. Either Miami looked really good or Florida looked really bad. One or the other I don't know. So, but we ain't going to talk about that. We got bigger footballs to
shoot. Yes, sir, go Dawgs.
And then archery season 16 days away. If you didn't get your bow to the doctor, I don't know if the doctor can get to your bow this week, next week. I don't know if it needed major problems. You know,
yeah.
Not saying like if you just check it over and everything's good, but if you needed strings and cables and whatever, and you show up the day before, you might not be. You may be shooting the same strings and cables or buying a new bow. But
I mean, it's all we can do to get we got.
That's right. I mean,
and I hope and pray that every shop's in the same situation.
Oh yeah, I mean,
because I want everybody to be busy. I don't wish.
We hadn't heard nothing from Billy, so he's probably busy.
I hope so. I'm sure he is.
Tony hadn't had time to post anything down there because he's been turning wrenches down there at Wildcat with old Bill.
I'm sure Scott
and Scott's probably. Coming from the fire department straight to the shop every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Pike County's had a bunch of folks mm-hmm. run through there. And George has probably got, a bunch of the boys up there. I mean, that's what we're hoping. I mean, and there's several other shops, the Foxhole and some other places, they're all doing. And I hope they're all doing. Yep. I really do. Because I want archery to grow, and the only way archery is going to grow is it's everybody's doing it.
That's right.
So that's just the way this works. But, yeah, that's what we got for this week, in review and this week in preview. I did hear there's a place in North Carolina, Franklin, North Carolina, shooting. That's just across the line. They're shooting this weekend. I can't remember the name of it. And then I think Fort Gordon is shooting this weekend. I couldn't find – an announcement on that.
So how'd you hear it?
Word of mouth.
Gotcha.
Somebody that lives down that area. And so Fort Gordon may be having a shoot this weekend.
What about Flint River? Have you heard?
I have not.
I can't remember.
So
no, I don't think they're shooting this weekend.
So I tried to look through the old list, the new list, or whatever, and I saw a couple of question marks that hadn't been announced, that just had August, they didn't have to put a date on it or that kind of thing. So I don't know, but if you know of a shoot, send us a message on Facebook, Instagram,
Twitter.
What's that other one you always call it?
ChapSnap.
Yeah. So, you can find all this information, these podcasts, and much more on
www.georgiaarchery.com.
That's right. You can always send us an email at georgiaarchery@gmail.com.
Remember that commercial from
Yeah,
Red?
I remember.
.com.
That's right.
What pants are you wearing? Oh, wait, that's State Farm.
No.
Khakis.
Yeah. She sounds
hideous
because he's a man. That's what we got. You can find these podcasts on YouTube. Please like, share. We appreciate everybody listening.
Absolutely.
Buy some swag.
George Archery swag right there on the website.
I keep seeing more and more shirts around,
I have too.
It's pretty cool.
I need to get me one.
I might need to order me one too.
Yeah.
That's one of those,
got to stop long enough to do it.
Yeah. I got to move. But what do you got plans for the weekend, man?
Work.
Besides that, dude, we have to take a day off every once in a while.
Mm. I don't know.
You don't know?
I'm really, really considering coming in and working Monday.
My cousin is getting married in December. Mm-hmm. And she's having her house warming because they bought a brand new house.
Congrats.
Slash.
So you're going barbecue.
Shower slash bridal shower, you're whatever, you know, wedding shower, not really bridal because it's, you know, everybody's invited. So that's what I'm doing Sunday.
Barbecue.
And then Monday, I think I'm just going to be lazy because it's Labor Day. And so that means you're supposed to labor less, right?
Yeah, I think so. And I'm really considering because I know that
it just depends on
20. I think it's 26 sets of gas strings are supposed to be here. It
depends if we're tomorrow all done.
So it'll depend on how fast we can get through them.
It's always about what you're going to have to do on Monday.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's always something to do. There's there. It's just got to be flexed. I mean, you sell out of all your package bows on Saturday. You got to have time to build more packages and hang them on the wall.
But, yeah, so we're doing our thing, having our good time. And you think you don't know if you're running south this weekend?
No, I don't know.
You're halfway in between, huh?
That's kind of the plan to go see the monk.
Next weekend, the GAA has their last shoot of the year, and they'll also set their dates for that weekend. So essentially, we should have a whole lot of new dates put up on the calendar for next year in the next couple of weeks so that people can start plotting their travels.
Sweet.
So, yeah, I hope the weather turns down. I hope what your favorite college football team wins, unless they're playing mine, because then they'll have to lose. But hope that everybody gets out. I guess a little bit of rain came through. Hopefully some of seed plots got, you know, some kill plots got some seed and got to grow, got a little water on them. And so I guess that's about it. Until next time, I'm Big John.
And I'm Robbie.
We'll see you.
Peace.